What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. Lake Michigan College is thanking voters for approving its millage renewal this week. In a year when many school bond proposals fail, the voters overwhelmingly approved LMC's request. College President Trevor Krubotsky tells us they're humbled by the support.
We're thrilled with the folks who came out and voted. It really sends a message to the college that we are a vital part of our community, and we appreciate that.
Krubotsky says Southwest Michigan knows the benefits of having a strong community college.
I think it just speaks highly of what goes on here. We have quality faculty, quality education. We're providing a quality workforce for our business and industry.
The millage accounts for 25% of LMC's budget. Turnout in Berrien County was 14%, with voters approving the renewal 11,000 to 5,700. In Van Buren County, turnout was 22%. Voters said yes to the millage by 1,400 to 500 votes. Kubotsky says LMC stayed up late Tuesday and into Wednesday waiting on the results. The Van Buren ISD is holding its 15th annual Van Buren County Backpack Giveaway from 3 to 6 p.m. today. It'll be at Van Buren Tech at 250 South Street in Lawrence as part of their Back to School Bonanza 2023. Superintendent Dave Manson says it's for all students in the county. We asked if staff members or volunteers stuffed the backpacks or if they bought them already full.
It's kind of varied through the years. For a while, we packed or stuffed our own backpacks. When COVID came along, when we couldn't really get a large group of people together, we started to buy pre-stuffed backpacks. And so these are actually pre-stuffed this year. And we make that decision each year depending on the prices and the time that we have available.
Last year, they gave away between 900 and 1,000 backpacks. There will be no varsity football played by Hartford High School this fall. School district says they only had six juniors and seniors total at practice. They say, quote, it was not feasible or responsible to expect a young team to safely compete at a varsity level, unquote. Hartford will continue to play junior varsity football, but no seniors will be on that team. Michigan's longest garage sale is this weekend. The Southwest Michigan Planning Commission's Becca Schrag tells us the event features sellers of all kinds of items setting up booths along the length of U.S. 12.
And it's over 200 miles of garage sales with antiques and food and different things to discover along the way.
U.S. 12 in Michigan stretches all the way from Detroit to New Buffalo. Beyond that, it goes all the way to the state of Washington. Schrag says its history is celebrated with the event.
U.S. 12 is a historic highway, and the garage sale was created to try to get people to drive along it and experience this highway.
U.S. 12 was originally a Native American trail. It became an official road in 1825. Michigan's longest garage sale will run Friday through Sunday. Schrag says plenty of people make a weekend of it, stopping at sales all across the state and taking in the scenery. We have a link for more information on our website. The St. Joseph Baseball and Softball Association is planning to build an indoor sports facility at Eaton Park in St. Joseph Township. Group President Ryan Strain tells us the roughly 7,000-square-foot facility will enable local baseball and softball teams to host more games. The idea came up when the association was formed.
We recognized pretty quickly that we don't have any kind of facility that's capable of doing the things we need to do, like holding clinics, simple things like trying on uniforms and having parent meetings and communications, but larger than that, being able to practice year-round.
Strain says a new field house in the park will include space for practices.
Long-term. Throughout the spring, it'll be full turf, right? AstroTurf on the inside so we can do all the drills that we need to. It'll be lined with infields for baseball and softball, all the different dimensions based on the age. It'll have batting cages.
The field house will also house technology like sensors for bats and balls. The cost for the facility estimated at $200,000. Strain says the association has found some private donors who have put up a lot of that. Anyone else who wants to contribute should reach out to the St. Joseph Baseball and Softball Association. St. Joseph Township Board of Trustees this week granted the association a 10-year lease for the building. The association will pay for construction. The township will own it. Strain says they hope to break ground this year. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arning.